Plenty of time for that. However, we start hour number three by having a conversation with the head football coach at UTSA. He was named head coach in December of 2019. He is in his second season with Roadrunners, led UTSA to 7 wins and a bowl game in his first season. They are having an enormous year. They're undefeated, 6-0 overall, 2-0 in conference, and they're hosting Rice on Saturday. Their head coach is Jeff Traylor. He joins me right now. Jeff, it's good to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Jim. Thank you so much for having me.
My man, I bet you are. In fact, let me rephrase that. You have won a school record, 6 straight games to start the year. You are in first in the division. Yesterday, you were meeting with students and handing out tacos. Man, how is your life and how is the vibe on campus?
Oh, it's been awesome. I mean, you know, it's just been a – when we got back from the Memphis game, you know, it's the first time I could really feel, you know, being Illinois was cool, and I think people noticed us a little bit. But then we went on the road and beat Memphis, got back to the airport, had fans there waiting on us. We got back to our new facility, and people there waiting on us, people honking on the way home. So it's just kind of changed. The student body's been fantastic, Jim. We passed out tacos, taquitos. You name it, we've done everything we can do to get them to come to the game.
I love it. Jeff Traylor joining us. I'm going to ask you about that Illinois win because it was so big for the program. But there are other things I want to talk to you about. I kind of want to start with your road to this place. I mean, you came up as a high school coach in Texas, and we're in places like Big Sandy, Jacksonville, and your hometown of Gilmer. For people who do not know, what is life like as a high school football coach in Texas, and what's it mean to you to be a Texas high school coach?
Well, first of all, let me say, when I was doing that back in 1990, I was watching Jim Rome's Burning Light. Never missed it. I was a huge, huge, huge fan, still am.
But I appreciate that,
Coach. Question.
Thank you.
You know, I'm from East Texas. I started as a assistant football coach, head basketball coach, coached tennis, taught 4 different history classes, drove the bus, you know, you name it. Thank God Danny Long hired me at Jacksonville. We had Randy McCowan, Josh McCown, and Luke McCown. Those guys played the National Football League for 20 years, and we won a bunch of games. So they got me a head coaching job in Gilmer, which is my alma mater. Just turned it around, won 6 games, then 8, then 10, then 13. Then we won a bunch of state championships. And, you know, Charlie Strong called me and wanted me to come help him at the University of Texas just with his relationship with Texas high school coaches. And that's what I am, Jim. I always will be. I'm a Texas high school football coach. Very, very proud of that, our organization, and what we do with the student athletes. So that's kind of my story. And very, very blessed that Dr. Compost and President Amy gave me an opportunity in December 2019.
And it's a great story. Jeff Traylor joining us because you mentioned Charlie Strong. I'm going to be very clear about this, too. It's not like that was the only opportunity that you had. You spent 15 years at Gilmer. You won 3 state titles. The stadium is named after you. In other words, you had a very, very good thing going there, and you did turn down multiple college jobs over the years. But then Charlie Strong calls, and the University of Texas reaches out. What was that decision-making process like for you and your family?
It was gut-wrenching. And I know people say, yeah, really, University of Texas versus Gilmer. But you don't understand how the people at Gilmer had treated me. They built me a home on a lake lot. My brother lived right beside me with his 4 kids. I had my 3 kids. My brother coached the offensive line. We had the greatest situation you can ever imagine. Our buddies are on the school board. They're wonderful, wonderful people, great superintendent. But when Charlie called, it was just different. I just felt it in my gut, you know, on that last state championship. I didn't know it would be Texas and Charlie, but I had a feeling it was going to be somewhere. My kids had gotten old enough. I was still in great health. I didn't want to be an assistant, Jim. I wanted to be a head coach, and I thought if I went to the University of Texas, I could parlay that with some recruiting to get to become a head coach. And, man, Charlie was so good to me, treated me so fantastic, and we just didn't get it done. And I'll always feel bad for Coach, because he's such a good human.
Jeff Traylor joining us. That's a great story right there in and of itself. You know, you talk, Jeff, a lot about the fraternity of football coaches and the fact that you've had a chance to learn from so many different coaches, great coaches. Somebody who has also been helpful is current Carolina Panthers head coach Matt Rhule. How would you describe the relationship the two of you have?
You know, he's the absolute best. You know, he tried to hire me when I got let go at Texas. And I didn't go because I'm just an idiot, right? I mean, I just didn't see how in the heck Matt could come down from coming to Baylor and turn that thing around, and I'll be dang he did. And he just always kept in touch with me. He helped me with job interviews. He still does. I mean, I had started this triangle of toughness culture. I copied his plan of how he would have his players vote for the single digits, and only his toughest guys, you know, got to wear those single digits, Jim. Well, when I got here, he called me. And he's like, hey, how about you make it the 2-1-0 triangle of toughness, and then you have your top kids vote, and they were the 2, the 1, and the 0, and make it the 2-1-0 triangle of toughness. And I'm like, he's the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. And literally, we to this day, if you watch us on Twitter, that's our deal. We're the hashtag 2-1-0 triangle of toughness, and it was all Matt Rule's idea. So I don't know why he's taking it. You know why? I'll tell you why. He's very, very loyal to the Texas High School Coaches Association. He knows I'm one of those guys, and he's one of our guys, and he's just been fantastic.
Man, that is such good stuff. Jeff Traylor joining us. So finish that thought. One of the building blocks is that 2-1-0 triangle of toughness. What is the triangle of toughness all about?
Well, it's something – when I was young and at Gilmer, we used to throw the ball all over the yard, and we didn't play very good defense, and we weren't very good on special teams. Then I got lucky and won a state championship. And then those people won and won every single year. And the weather in Texas doesn't just stay perfect for 6 straight weeks, so you got to play outside. So the wind might come, weather might come, and we couldn't throw the ball that night. We'd lose. So I just decided to quit being a little young know-it-all and become a grown-up and be a head football coach. So we really started getting better on defense. We started committing to 11 personnel, 12 personnel running the football. So it's something I stole from Pete Carroll years ago. When you're a high school football coach and you've got great players, Jim, all those college guys treat you really good, right? They want your players. So I got to be around the very best coaches in the country, and they gave me total access. And I just learned a lot. So I've stolen that from Pete Carroll, honestly, just to be great on defense, be physical, have a team first, run the football, and play your best players on special teams. We're committed to doing that. So that's our triangle. We talk about it all the time. As far as our culture, we've got some pillars we live by, and those single-digit guys are the ones that best represent our pillars. And our coaches and our players all vote for that. So if you see a single-digit guy, it's a big deal for us here at UTSA.
I love that. Jeff Traylor joining us. So at the start of the year, you go on the road, you beat Illinois in your season opener. How significant was that win for you, the program, the community, everybody involved?
Yeah, it was huge. You know, it was the second Power 5 win in the history of the school. It was the first Power 5 win ever against a big team, a Big Ten team. It, you know, people say it's a negative that we're an 11-year-old program. Well, I spin it the other way. I mean, it's hard to go to Alabama and Texas and break any records. Those guys have been playing football for a long time. You could come to UTSA and we could break a school record in a heartbeat. You could be remembered forever. So that was one of those kind of deals that we felt like it would put us on the map and we could pull it off. And it was a heck of a ball game. Came like all of our games, it went down to the very last play. And we were very fortunate and grateful to get out of town and come back home with a victory.
Hey, Jeff, I'm on the outside looking in, but this is how that game struck me. Like, you didn't just win that game. You put up nearly 500 yards of total offense, including more than 200 on the ground. The program received a reported payout of $1.1 million. But from the outside, what really struck me about this, and those are all important things, it just seemed like the players went into that game believing they were the better team. Was that the case? And if so, how did you get that message across and that belief within them?
We thought we did. We also knew we caught them at the perfect time. They just had a huge upset in Nebraska in Coach Bielema's very, very first game. So we knew there's no way they could come back with the same intensity. It was our first game of the year. Now, what's crazy about that, I lost my right tackle on the 7th snap of the game, and I lost my center on the 2nd possession of the game. So we had to do all that with a makeshift offensive line. But I've got a great running back. I've got a great team. And you're exactly right. We felt like we had the best team. No disrespect to Illinois. I mean that with all sincerity. We just felt like we had as good a football team as they did. I've got some great receivers at skill. I've got great defensive football players. 21 of our 22 returning starters, Jim. So we're deep. We went out and recruited very well. So we're 2 and 3 deep in most spots. We just have a really good team, and we know we do. And that's, I'm trying to make that sound as humble as I can. I'm talking about how great my players are, nothing about me and my coaching staff.
I'll tell you what I'm hearing, though, Jeff. I'm hearing, like, what I'm hearing is you love that team. I mean, you really love that team, and you love those guys. Is that the case with every team that you've been a part of, or is there something different about this particular group?
Oh, you know, I've been a head coach 17 years, and I've always made it about the players, Jim. It is about the players. Somehow along the way, we got lost in all that, right? Some teams are harder to coach than others, let's be honest. And I've learned this, the better my players are, the smarter a coach I am. But this is one of those unique teams. We rotate all of our kids pretty much 2 and 3 deep. We don't fool around the quarterback that much, obviously. We don't fool around our center very much. But other than that, we rotate everybody else on our team. We're deep, and no one on our team complains about it. It's part of our pillar to be selfless, and my guys live it. If you watch them on their interviews, Jim, if you just see who they are as humans, that's just who they are all the time. So it's a pretty easy team to like. And I know everybody's saying, well, you're 6-0, so you love them because they're 6-0. It wouldn't matter. We could be 1-5 now. We've had five games come right down to the last play. We were 7-5 last year, and all but two came down to the very end. So we know how fortunate we are. Win or lose, they're unbelievable people.
Jeff Traylor joining us. All right, so Jeff, you made it pretty clear how important it is to represent the Texas high school coaches and your background, and especially those guys who have a dream like you had of coaching at the next level. So this is your dream job. This is something that you had tried for once before. It didn't go your way. Then you got it. How special is it to be at your dream spot and have the level of success that you're having?
I just feel like I've been prepared for this before. It is very similar to when I went back home in 2000. We just had to build it. Passing out tacos, this isn't the first time I've done that. I mean, that's, you got to get people involved. You got to have help. You got to have boosters. Your administration's got to believe in you. And we got that done at Gilmer. So it's given me great confidence, Jim, because I wasn't like on a national level. I was making my mistakes as a young coach, and nobody really noticed it. But here's the deal. In Texas, There's pressure to win every Friday night. At Booster Club and School Board get together, they'll fire you on the weekend. So I'm used to the pressure of doing things right with people looking at me. So it's just kind of prepared me for this. And it's a lot of fun. What I'm doing different this time, Jim, I'm going to enjoy the ride up. At Gilmer, once we got there, that next 10 years was a grind because they want you to win it every single year. And I'm going to enjoy the ride. I'm just old enough now, I know, not to take it for granted. And I'm not going to stop and not smell the roses this time.
Got such a great point. I mean, as part of that ride, and finally, Jeff, do you enjoy everything about the ride? Or do you kind of, like what I'm saying is, do you embrace the suck? Can you love the suck? Or do you just handle the suck a little bit better?
You know what? It's the adults. The children are fantastic. It's always the adults. As long as I'm in my locker room and I'm with my players or I'm on a practice field, it's fantastic. Most adults are wonderful, but sometimes the adults act worse than the children. But as long as I'm around my kids, it's always good, Jim.
I love that. All right, so UTSA 6-0 and 2-0 in conference play. They're at home Saturday against Rice. Their head coach is Jeff Traylor. Jeff, I appreciate what you had to say about my TV show back in the day. It's great to have you on this show today. I appreciate it very much. Good luck this weekend. Hopefully we can do it again soon.
Well, you're always so knowledgeable. You're always on top of your stuff. You always speak your mind. Much respect for many, many years, Jim. Thank you so much. God bless and birds up.
You too, Coach Jeff Traylor. He's a good coach, man. A really, really good coach. And so you know I'm not just saying that. Remember we had a Big Head Bet segment, and we had UTSA at Illinois. We were the ones that picked them after Illinois beat Nebraska. And I'm not in any way trying to get this guy to leave UTSA because it is his dream job and he is absolutely killing it there. I think it would be very naive to think that there will not be people on the phone trying to reach out to him yet again. Remember what he said that when he won that last state high school championship, he knew that there might be opportunities. He knew that other things might present themselves. I'm here to tell you, this is an extremely well-respected coach. The phone's going to ring. It doesn't mean, and I think if you're any coach in that position, you owe it to yourself to answer the phone. You have to answer the phone. It doesn't mean he's going to leave. I'm not even saying he should. I'm saying the phone's going to ring. This is a really good coach. And when you hear a conversation like that, you can see why his players love him. So I'm really glad we did that. And they are an amazing story. UTSA, 6-0, 2-0, and they're at home against Rice on Saturday.